Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, it's National Chocolate Covered Anything Day. So get yourself some chocolate. By the way, I love this. Do you have this? I bet some of you do. In a new survey, 36% of Americans admit to stashing some, quote, emergency chocolate, unquote, to help them get through holiday gatherings. What precisely is the emergency there? Chocolate just helps you with the stress? Is that it? Anyway, 38% of Americans confess they have their own personal chocolate stash and they for the holidays, like of their favorite holiday chocolate. In a new survey, 33% of Americans admit they have already cracked open a box of chocolates that was meant as a gift. 23% have already eaten candy from their kids' stockings before Christmas morning. Like, well, you know, they bought some and they had some. And 36% of Americans admit to stashing some chocolate for themselves. In other words, it's that like iconic holiday chocolate and you bought it because you really wanted it for the family. You didn't intend to eat it, but now you are and you sort of have a stash. 59% say chocolate is their go-to self-care during the holiday stressful season. 38% of Americans have a chocolate stash and rely on it so much they'll hide their favorite candy from family members. Is that you? That's a large number. That's almost 40%. What is your like cannot resist chocolate? You know what it is for me? I'll confess. Okay, I'll go first. You know those, they only come out this time of year. I mean, well, you can get them on Amazon, I guess, special order, but they're like $28 for 9 ounces or something. But those Hershey's Kisses that are like cherry filled. What do they call them? Cherry cordials or something? Oh my gosh, those are so good. They come out during Christmas. To me, that's the taste of Christmas. In much the same way that Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the taste of Halloween. Thank God that's over. So yeah, I see that and I am almost powerless to resist. So it's really good they only put 9 ounces in a bag of those. Yeah, I do the PhD weight loss plan. I'm in fantastic shape. I really am. I work out every day, truly. I do. I never miss a day. But I am like the rest of you. I have to fight too. I do. And that is what, I don't know what weakness is for you, but me, it's cherry cordials. And I think Hershey's has the best. I'm just saying. So that's what's in my chocolate stash. What's in yours? And my chocolate stash really is the kids. Most of it will make it in their stockings. But I'm not perfect. Come on, what's in your stash? Okay. Meanwhile, folks, I will never forget one of the final episodes of the Rush Limbaugh show. Him pointing out, at least one of the final ones I really remember. Hey, the media is repeating on a loop. And remember, he would play it. They're all using the same talking points. That Trump called for violence at the Capitol on January 6th. And they keep repeating, but did not play in audio. And I remember Rush pointing that out. Where's the audio? Well, you know, come on. You keep telling us Trump called for violence. He should be prosecuted. Okay, cool. Well, we play the audio of him calling for violence. Well, he didn't. And Rush brilliantly pointed that out. They needed audio, something you could hear. And the BBC knew it, damn it, and produced it. And that is why Trump has filed a record-breaking monster $10 billion suit against the BBC. And I'm proud to report this morning it is the number one story in the country. Good. Because if you're reading that, you're reading that it didn't happen. It's one of the great hoaxes. Trump called for violence. No, they doctored the video.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In this video, the first part is what Trump actually said, and the second part is the doctoring that he's suing him for $10 billion. I hope he wins every penny.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol, and I'll be there with you, and we fight. We fight like hell. We're going to walk down to the Capitol, and we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women.
And I'm sorry, it was the second part was what he actually said. Let me replay that to get that right. I apologize. I flipped it. I don't want to get sued for $1 billion. Okay, BBC. First part is the fake edit by the BBC. The second part's what he really said.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol, and I'll be there with you. And we fight. We fight like hell. We're going to walk down to the Capitol. And we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women.
Okay, so the second part is what he actually said. The first part's fake. It's spliced together. Also left out was this line from the same speech on January 6th.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Today we will see whether Republicans stand strong for integrity of our elections, but whether or not they stand strong for our country.
Let me play that part again. You'll note the words peacefully and patriotically do not appear anywhere in the BBC edit.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Today we will...
So the reason this is so pernicious is that for a while there, the left in America, they were lying, saying he called for violence in their broadcast, and they weren't playing any audio, which is weird, right? You'd sure want to play that. That'd help your ratings, wouldn't it, if he was calling for violence? They didn't have anything. Well, that edit by the BBC, which the editing is so smooth, it looks real. That edit filled that gap. It filled that need. It spread all over what was then Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You find it all over the place. You, at least you could. And that became real. It became reality. And it was deceptively edited. So deceptively edited that to splice it together, they took one part of what he said from the beginning of the speech and spliced on another part from almost an hour later. At that point, that's not an accident. That's not like cutting out an and or a but and changing the meaning of the thing.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol, and I'll be there with you, and we fight. We fight like hell.
He didn't say that, but do you hear how smooth it is? Sounds like he said it, didn't it? I hope he wins every damn penny. By the way, do you know who the number one donor was during that era to BBC propaganda television? USAID. Us, we paid for it. You don't think the Democrats asked for that edit so they could use it? Their own media didn't want to do it. Here in America, they figured, oh, it'd be safe to do it over the pond. That proliferated everywhere. The good news is that is the number one story in the nation today. So maybe people are learning for the first time. Trump not only did not call for violence on January 6th, he wanted people to proceed. How again?
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
That's what today I thought he said.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.